The arts sector may get more muscle in policy debates with a proposal for a new think tank funded by three large philanthropic organisations. The Meyer Foundation, the Tim Fairfax Family Foundation and the Kia Foundation have put up $1.65 million to establish a three-year program for research and public engagement in the arts. Executive Director of the National Association for the Visual Arts, Tamara Winnikoff, welcomes the move.
I think it's a really exciting prospect to have an entity whose absolute focus of work is going to be to promote the value of the arts in Australia in an independent way. In other words, independent of government, independent of any vested interests. And I think that particularly in the current environment, having that kind of concerted advocacy and influence would be really, really exciting.
It has been a good year for the sector, with over $100 million first taken out of its main funding body, the Australia Council for the Arts, in 2015 to create the National Program of Excellence in the Arts under the discretion of then-Minister George Brandis. After the outcry, $32 million was given back to the council, but the rest remained, and the fund was renamed Catalyst, which has since been criticised by the arts community for neglecting small and medium-sized outfits in favour of prestigious institutions like Opera Australia. The moves were unexpected and left many in the sector scrambling for a way to respond. Now many hope the proposed arts think tank will help them with that. One of the executive directors of Feral Arts, Norm Horton, says the community was unprepared for the upheaval.
There were a lot of big challenges thrown to the arts and culture sector over the last few years by unanticipated changes of government policy and budget cuts, things that were done without any consultation at all. And I think what it did was show that, on the whole, the sector was really poorly prepared for responding to those sorts of challenges. On the whole, people get on with their arts work and they don't really pay a lot of attention to national advocacy and the sorts of issues that were thrown up over the last bit of time. So I think it was a warning call for the sector that it was no longer going to work for us if we just sit back on our heels and let policy and program decisions be made by whoever happens to be in government of the day.
One of the reasons given by the Meyer Foundation's chief executive, Leonard Vary, for funding an arts think tank was for its ability to publicly criticise government policy in a way the Australia Council has not throughout the funding crisis. Tamara Winnikoff says the council has become more constrained in its ability to speak out in recent years.
So I think it's become an increasing problem as the Australia Council has become more and more answerable to government, in that it's now under the aegis of government in the way that it wasn't when it was initially established as an arm's length authority. So although the Australia Council may be able to give frank and fearless advice behind the scenes, I think it's very much constrained in being able to say things publicly which could be construed to be critical of policy or government or anything, really.
And it's not like there's nothing to talk about. Research into the arts is being done all the time. Nicole Bayer from the Theatre Network Australia says a body like a think tank will help make it more accessible.
It's not that it's not there. You know, there is a lot of great research out there, but it's difficult to access. I mean, for a start, a lot of it is in academic journals and, you know, your usual artist and an arts organisation. We don't have access, easy access to those journals. So I think bringing a bit of that, you know, academic rigour, an expert, there are expert writers out there, bringing them all together certainly will help. It'll mean that we can, you know, go to that one place, that one-stop shop to find specific evidence that we might be needing for a program that we're developing, for an arts project. And as I said, you know, government or donors could go there as well.
Not all bodies have had to prove their worth to the same degree. Many large organisations like Opera Australia and Australian Ballet have been largely spared from the government cuts.
It's a funny one though, isn't it? Because we think that it's shifted, but actually all along with things like major galleries and museums and those major institutions, it is a little bit as though we do get that we need to have those, to, you know, a civil society with strong cultural assets, we need to have those institutions. That seems to be understood that you have them there for the sake of having them, and that they're not having to demonstrate that people who attend have some sort of social benefit from attending. From my point of view, it seems that when you get down to the sort of the small to medium sector or individual artists, that's when there seems to be more of a push for us to have to demonstrate those social or economic outcomes.
And that was Nicole Bayer from the Theatre Network Australia ending that story.